You're listening to SBS News.
Barnaby Joyce has confirmed he will recontest the seat of New England at the next federal election. There's been doubt over the future of the former leader of the Nationals since he agreed to a paid interview about his affair with his former staffer and now partner Vicky Campion. The Australian newspaper has been reporting some Nationals members are pushing for another former Nationals leader and Deputy Prime Minister John Anderson to replace Mr. Joyce in the seat. Queensland Nationals MP Ken O'Dowd had earlier told the ABC he urged Mr. Joyce to make a decision based on the best interests of the constituents of New England.
I think it's very important, you know, for the people of Tamworth and New England that they know they've got someone there who is going to be in there fighting for them. And I think Barnaby would understand that and he would make that call. Over to you, Barnaby. And best of luck with whatever you decide.
The party has been forced to respond to the couple's weekend interview with Channel 7, in which they accused unnamed conservatives in the parliament of pressuring Ms. Campion to get an abortion. Mr. Joyce referred to some of his colleagues as scum of the earth people. Nationals frontbencher Darren Chester said all incumbent politicians weighed their political futures ahead of elections and it was not for him to direct Mr. Joyce one way or another. But Mr. Chester has told Sky News people in regional Australia are sick of hearing about the internal rumblings within the National Party.
This is not an issue that's coming up in front of them. It's something that journalists are particularly interested in, commentators on political issues are very interested in, but the average person in the street's more worried about whether we're getting road funding for them, whether there's good health and education services, what we're doing to lower energy prices, and whether there's jobs for their kids in regional areas. They're the issues that people are raising with me on a daily basis here in Gippsland, and I understand from the colleagues I've spoken to this morning, it's a similar feedback they're receiving around regional Australia.
Meanwhile, Labor has surged further ahead of the Turnbull government in the latest Guardian Essential poll following the revival of the Barnaby-Joyce controversy. The poll shows Labor ahead of the coalition 54% to 46% on a two-party preferred basis. Opposition leader Bill Shorten says Barnaby Joyce and his partner should be able to get on with their lives.
I think that a lot of people are spending a lot of time gossiping about Barnaby Joyce. A lot of people are sort of Monday morning coaching what happened on Saturday in the footy match, so to speak, and I think we should just let he and Vicky Campion get on with their lives, actually.
The Nationals are not the only parliamentarians affected by internal bickering. Pauline Hanson is facing potential sanctions over allegations she tried to punish One Nation colleague Brian Burston for refusing to vote the way she wanted. Senator Burston is trying to have the One Nation leader taken before the powerful Senate Privileges Committee over their falling out over company tax cuts last week. Senator Burston is also refusing to quit the party despite Senator Hanson asking him to. The disquiet comes as former One Nation Senator Fraser Anning announces he has joined Bob Katter's Australian Party.
Well, I'd left One Nation because I was forced out, not unlike Brian was forced out. Katter Party is a good conservative party and as far as I'm concerned, in this country, we've got three parties running the country, and that's a left-wing party, a socialist party, and a communist party. And there's no one representing the people on the right. So Bob's been doing that.
Senator Anning replaced Malcolm Roberts as a One Nation senator in November last year after Mr. Roberts was disqualified for being a dual citizen. He publicly split from the party and its leaders within hours after Senator Hanson demanded he step aside to allow Mr. Roberts to return to Parliament. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.